You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Lisa Kilgore, BC's favorite nutritionist, and we were just talking about an old Ojibwe recipe that actually helps to clean the lymphatic system. Is that something that you can do over a long-term basis, or is it just you do it a few times a year? How do you use that?
One of my favorite parts of this is that the answer is yes to both. So what you can do is a few times a year, really concentrate on fluorescence and take it every day at a higher dose. Or you can support your body's full body detoxification every day, just at a lower dose. And so you can do it the way that your lifestyle allows. So what I usually do is do it twice a year because I simply don't remember every day. But it is absolutely something that you can do on a regular basis because it's gentle yet also very effective.
And I see in the stores you can buy it like herb that you make up, or you can buy it ready made. Is there any benefit to either?
There's a benefit to both. So when you get it ready made, the manufacturing equipment at Flora, they have extracted the good stuff from the herbs a little bit better than we can do at home. So with that, it's a bit more potent when you buy it fully made. If you make it yourself, you get a bit more fiber. It's also lower cost, so it can also give you the opportunity to take it longer. So it really goes with whatever you recommend. My recommendation is the first time you use it, buy it ready-made because the herbs have a very herby scent. And when you know what it is, when your body is already familiar with it, you like the smell. It's really strange. But if you try to make it at home before you've really tried it, you might get turned off by the herby smell. And it's just a weird aspect when it comes to medicinal herbs. So first of all, try it just made in a bottle. It tastes really good. It's very mild flavor. You mix about an ounce in a mug of warm water and enjoy it any time of the day. And then when you are really on board and you want to use it more often, then making it yourself is a great idea.
Okay. And so that ounce once or twice a day, that can go on indefinitely?
Absolutely. Generally with herbs, I recommend giving a break every about 3 months or so, and that would be for about a month, so 3 months on, 1 month off. But the people who could really benefit from regular detoxification are anybody that's working with chemicals. So if you work in a plant, if you're working around chemicals normally, or if you are working in or near a hair salon or a nail salon, there's quite a lot of chemicals in the air there. It's one of the more toxic jobs nowadays. And supporting the liver and the detox cycle can reduce unknowing detox accumulation problems like weight gain that won't move or headaches or chemical sensitivities. So you want to make sure that the body is able to tolerate those added toxins coming in.
And as you're escorting the toxins back out, is it gentle, or are you going to need to be near a bathroom?
Great question, because I get that all the time. This is one that you don't have to worry about the ramifications of taking it. There are many detox products, heavy-duty detox products, where you need to know where the bathroom is, at least for the first few days once you know how it's working. This, while will help the colon move, doesn't do it in a laxative sort of way. So you may just notice that you're a bit more regular. You won't have any urgency or any problems like that.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit of folklore history about this? This is a very old remedy.
It's a very, very old remedy. So it was first discovered almost 100 years ago by a nurse in Ontario from the Ojibwe people. So it came to Western culture 100 years ago, but we don't know how long it was used before that. And this nurse, Renee Case, she took the formula and she created the balance that we know today. There's also the Essiac formula, which is based from this formula, but is only four herbs. Well, this is the full eight. Flora has been manufacturing it exclusively since 1992, and it's been used in great health food stores for 25 years now, or is that 30 now? I'm bad with math in my head.
30.
And so it is definitely something that has a great history to it, both as it is now, as well as the hundreds of years it was used traditionally, and it's a very unique blend. You're not going to see a blend like this anywhere else.
Okay. And you're a nutritionist as well. What should we be eating now just to give an easier time to our digestive systems?
Diet in the winter is an important question because we tend, because we have food available to us year-round, we tend to forget about the importance of winter eating, of changing our diets per each season. And winter matters the most. When we move our diet to things that traditionally were grown or kept in the winter, so here in Canada, we can't really grow a lot, but we can eat the foods that were stored easily. So squashes, potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, parsnips, apples, pears, even things like dark leafy greens like kale. Kale can live in my garden all winter. I can pick from it as even when it's frozen and still eat it and just cook it down. So these are the foods that really help our digestive system, but also help our body and our constitution. When we eat warming foods, like all the foods I just named, as well as ginger and garlic and onions, they warm us up from the inside so the winter is more tolerable, as well as they can reduce sugar cravings. Sugar cravings can be really, really strong at this time of the year because we tend to want to still be eating raw salads and colder foods, and our body triggers that sugar response for the calories to warm us back up. So when we are eating sweet, naturally sweet foods like apples and pears and sweet potatoes and squash, we can really take a handle on our cravings and keep those sugar cravings down.
Lisa, are you of the belief that breakfast is still a very important meal of the day?
Yes and no. Generally, yes. A good breakfast that works for you is the best way to keep your body in balance all day. And I really want to stress the one that works for you, because the perfect breakfast on paper that's high protein and healthy fats and not a lot of starch may keep you hungry all day. And if it is, we need to change it up. Some people, though, especially those who deal with a lot of anxiety, feel very nauseous in the morning. Their digestive system isn't started yet. So to force breakfast into their stomach at that moment is really, really hard, and that they're going to struggle for their whole life at that. So for people like that, I highly recommend having a snack around 10 or 11. That could be yogurt or fruit or something that you just enjoy, and then having a good lunch. And make sure you're eating lunch, because the other thing that can happen with that constitution is just going all day without eating and only starting to eat at dinner. So you want to put some food in, just not necessarily the moment you wake up. Maybe give yourself 3 or 4 hours. Let your digestion turn back on. But for anybody who can tolerate food in the morning, please eat a good, healthy breakfast, because that will cut cravings. It'll keep you thinking steady. It will really, really increase your productivity and your ability to function all day.
And pros and cons over like a hot bowl of steel cut oats compared to maybe a flaked grain?
It all depends on the person. So generally, steel cut oats would be a better breakfast, a heartier breakfast than, say, a whole roll of oats. So here we have two kinds of oats, just slightly processed differently. Steel cut is just chopped up, and rolled, it's been flattened. For the average person, steel cut, because it's slower to digest, will be better. But if you're dealing with a lot of digestive issues, especially if your gut is fairly irritated, steel cut oats is going to irritate it more. And so going for something like rolled oats will be easier for your system. But judge it on yourself. If you eat either of these and within an hour or 2 hours you're still hungry, you start getting hungry, then that's not a breakfast for you. We either need to add to that or just change it up completely. But for many, it can be a wonderful breakfast. I'll make steel cut oats in my slow cooker overnight, so I wake up in the morning to a warm breakfast. My whole house smells like muffins breaking. It's beautiful.
Okay. One more great ingredient, essential fatty acids. How do we get them? How do we know if we have enough?
Fat is a really important conversation. What I find with healthy eaters, we're still fat deficient. Fat was vilified for the 80s and most of the 90s, and we're still not adding it to the level that we need. So you need more fat in your diet. If your skin is dry, your hair is limp, your eyes are dry, or you're just dry in general, you need more fat. If you're dealing with any inflammatory issues, you also need more essential fatty acids, particularly omega-3s. So one of the ways to get just more fat in your diet is to get more naturally unprocessed fats, things like avocado, raw nuts and seeds, raw nut butters, or you can get just gently pressed oils like organic butter, organic virgin coconut oil, Udo's oil, all of these really gentle pressed oils are really, really good. Then you can simply increase the amount of those fats through the day. If you want to, if you need to bring in a medicinal fat, you can either bring in some omega-3s like Udo's oil DHA, or you can bring in some fish oil, and those are medicinal specific fats that will help with inflammation in your body. Don't just take fish oil and think your fats are taken care of. We also need the dietary functional fats in our diet.
Wonderful. Lisa, you're just a wealth of great information for nutrition, BC's nutritionist. I just really thank you for being on the show today and sharing all your knowledge. And I just wish you a very happy new year.
Thanks so much for having me, Kathy.
Thanks to Alan, the producer of the show, and for all the radios across Canada that carry it. And we'd like to wish you a healthy and happy day.